Hello, 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 and welcome to Navigating Preteen Ministry. I'm so glad you decided to listen today. I hope that this episode is helpful in some way or another to you. If you haven't read the title already, you know that we are going to be talking about three things that could be stealing from your ministry. This is going to be the final teaching from the Watermark conference that I went to a few weeks back. If you don't know, if you listened a few episodes ago, I was talking. But anyways, I went to Watermark Church in Dallas, Texas, and they had a church leaders conference. And so for the past few episodes on the podcast, I've been pulling from my notes from that conference and talking about them here on the podcast, and how we could practically apply them to our own kids ministry as well. I'm not just regurgitating verbatim what I heard. No, I think if you want to do that, you can go purchase a after-conference recording, whatever they call that, which, honestly, I would say is not bad. But all of that to say that this is going to be the final one, and then we will move on to what is next. But I'm glad you are here, and this one really is going to be a good one for a lot of us. I think heading into the summer season, summer is weird for me. And I don't know if you guys feel the same, but, you know, I feel like summer is one of the busier times in ministry, but somehow at the same time, less stressful in ministry, right? It seems like to be this weird balance of, like, I feel like I don't have as much to do, but the things I do have are really big. You know, like, I'm going to camp, and we're doing VBS, and so those are big things, but at the same time, I feel like there's less little things. Anyways, it's a good time to kind of refresh and reflect and hopefully restore yourself as you get ready for the next coming school year, because I feel like we go in this cycle of ministry, right? You know, it's, you know, August is school, wind down for Christmas, January back, wind down for summer, summer, wind down, you know, and we just kind of ebb and flow in that. And so I'm hoping over the next few weeks to dive into that more. But today we're going to jump into the three things that might be stealing from your ministry, and I'm excited to jump right in. But first, as always, and this is the third and final time, I'll be plugging the Watermark resources. They have a lot. They have a great podcast, and they also offer other resources that I'll link down below. Be sure to go and check those out. But with that being said, let's jump right into today's stuff. So this topic was covered by Blake Holmes. Blake Holmes is the lead pastor of Watermark Church in Dallas, Texas. And like any good pastor, he gave us three things that might be stealing from our ministry, and it was discouragement, doubt, and distance, right? He gave us three things, and they were alliterated. This guy was, I knew it was going to be good already, but let's just jump into these three. Let's just dialogue about this and talk about what that looks like in our ministry, and pinpoint which one we may be struggling with the most and how we can dive into working through those problems. So the first one, right, the first thing that might be stealing from your ministry, from your people, from your students, from your volunteers, from your families, these things are things that will steal from all of those, not just you. And so approaching them is so important. But the first one is discouragement. Discouragement comes in a lot of different ways, okay? First of all, with all three of these, they happen. And I'm going to say that again and again. These are okay things to feel and to experience in ministry. It's never wrong to feel these things. We'll get into when it does become wrong and when we let that affect our actions and how we deal with that. So the number one point he was pointing out was discouragement. And I think that this is a church culture and honestly a position thing as well. But it is discouragement from others. Blake Holmes said he was the lead pastor. So as the lead pastor, I know the lead pastor in our church, and I bet the lead pastor in your church, they receive a lot of discouragement. People see them, you know, as the leader. And some people just got it out. Some people just got issues, and they want to take it out on somebody, and so that'll go into the leader. Now, us in Kidsmen, we don't experience that as much, but we still experience that. Parents disappointed with the choices we make. They don't quite like what we're teaching. They don't quite like how we care for the students, etc. And we may feel discouraged. It may come from volunteers and issues there. It may come from not just what people say directly, but indirect issues like sin issues and somebody close to you's life, right? If they're struggling, you might be discouraged by seeing that happen. And things like that. Discouragement can come from a lot of different ways. And it can steal from your ministry. When we are discouraged in ministry, it's bleak, right? Ministry looks bleak. If you've ever experienced discouragement in ministry, you just reflect in on yourself and you're like, well, why am I here, right? If I can't measure up to X, Y, or Z, if I can't measure up to all of these things, then why am I here? And discouragement can eat us away. One of the things when it came to people that Blake really talked about was how we can receive feedback, as some people will call it, or discouragement from others. How we can sort that out. And he made us draw or write out a list of names in a circle of people whose feedback is important to us. So like my executive pastor's feedback is important when he gives it to me. My lead pastor's feedback is important when he gives it to me. My wife's feedback is important when she gives it to me. So we wrote all of those down. We circled them. And he said, if somebody's name is not in this box, then you have permission to ignore their feedback. It was just kind of a freeing moment, I think, for a lot of people. You could almost feel like, oh, I can. And for us, I think that that is a valid thing. If we have that one parent that always has something wrong, we have permission to politely and respectfully ignore that feedback. And then on the other hand, we need to learn not to take feedback personally, especially if it is somebody from within our circle, and how we can approach it, right? If somebody's in our circle and giving us feedback, then how can we, instead of getting defensive, try and be introspective on it and look back at ourselves and try and take that as truth, right? Not everyone's words should carry the same weight, all right? So discouragement in ministry is tough. And so with people, we have to learn how to let those inside of our circle grow us and those outside not have the power to impact us. Discouragement can look like other things. It can look like failed events. It can look like low attendance. It can look like lack of volunteers. There's a lot of different ways we can get discouraged. And I think ultimately, having a community, having a group of people, having a group in the office and outside of the office, and supportive people around you to remind you of what is happening is always good. And ultimately, asking the Lord to work in that is like, you know, the end all be all there. And the funny thing is when you're in those discouraging times, the Lord will work in the most mysterious ways to encourage you. Honestly, have a group that supports you. Have a group that is there to build you up. And maybe that is your inner circle who also gives you feedback and helps you grow. And then have people outside of the church, not necessarily staff, but people that can also support you. And ultimately, turn to the Lord in that discouragement and ask Him to, one, encourage you and show you where things are going great and where He's using you. And two, I'm asking for strength to continue in that. So the first thing that might be stealing from your ministry is discouragement. Discouragement for others or your circumstances. The second one is doubt. Doubt is normal. Doubt is normal. There's about once a week where I'm like, is I really cut out for this? Is this what I was supposed to be doing? But no, that is normal. It is what we do with our doubt that really impacts our ministry. And I think we can go through ups and downs in our doubt, right? Like I said, about once a week, I'm like, was I really cut out for this? And most of the time, it's a passing, you know, was I really cut out for this? But I'll tell you what, early January, February, I was like, I think I could go to another job right now. I think I could do something else. I don't know if I'm where I need to be. And I had some serious conversations with the Lord about that. But we allow the enemy to rob when we let doubt set in, right? So it's not about, you know, the fact that we doubt. Everyone's going to doubt. We're going to have those. But it is what we do with that doubt, right? And doubt can also come in so many different ways. We can doubt whether or not we're in the right place. We can doubt our ability to do X, Y, or Z. Like, we can doubt our abilities to be in ministry. We can doubt those around us. We can doubt ourselves. Like, you know, doubt can look like a lot of different things. So we need to know how to handle that, because doubt will steal from your ministry as well. When you doubt your abilities, you're not going to execute on them. When you doubt your placement, you're not going to put your whole heart and soul into whatever you are doubting. And so you need to make sure you work through that. So how we can work through that, Blake Holmes just pretty much knocked out of the park with there. But first was confess our doubts. If I sit there in my doubts and I continue to doubt myself without going to anybody about that, I bet your bottom dollar I'll be able to convince myself of those doubts. Me plus Satan can play a pretty lethal role in about anything in the world if I give him enough time and I do not express these doubts. So if you're experiencing doubts in your ministry, talk to somebody, talk to your pastor, talk to your spouse, talk to a close friend or whatever, but talk about those doubts. And the second is that we have to avoid or stop letting our doubts become an excuse for sin, right? We can doubt why we're there. We can doubt certain aspects of our faith, and we can let them kind of become just an excuse, just a blanket excuse on why we're doing what we're doing, whether it is robbing the church of our time, right? We are not committed. We are not giving like we should be in our time and in our experience, or whether it's something beyond that, but never let that become an excuse for our sin. Then we need to lean into those doubts, as in, like, put some pressure on them. Why? Why are you doubting? Why are you experiencing these feelings in your ministry? And let me just tell you guys, I want to reiterate this. Children's ministry is so hard. There are so many moving pieces. And so we need to pinpoint why we're doubting. Are we doubting because of ourselves? Are we doubting because of the situation in our ministry? Are we doubting because of our home life and the things that are going on there? What is it? And then just leaving you with this, that doubt's solution is not certainty, right? We're never going to be truly sure about the solution to our doubt, but doubt's certainty is trusting in God's providence. So when we face doubt, when we doubt our own faith, when we doubt our position, when we doubt our ability, it is not about solving the answer to our doubt, but it is about ultimately saying that, you know, I don't know if this is my position, but I know that God has me here for a reason, and I'm going to trust that He is over that. Don't let your doubts define your ministry. Don't let your doubts define you, and don't let them impact your ministry. And last but not least, and this one kind of flies out, is that, you know, ultimately in ministry, we're going to face very, very big things, things that are beyond and outside the normal realm of everyday ministry, things that are emotionally taxing, emotionally traumatizing, emotionally difficult, deaths that are close to us. You know, pain and heartbreak and betrayal from someone that we're close to. There's all sorts of different things that happen in ministry. Blake Holmes left us with this one before he moved on, was that we cannot let our theology and who we are be defined in those moments. We have to have that foundation before. So I want to encourage you, if you're experiencing doubt and you're like, I don't know where I stand, then you need to work that out. Work out where you stand in your ministry, what you believe and why you believe it, because ministry will only get harder. And if we do not have a solid foundation as ministers, even children's ministers, we are going to struggle and hurt. And so that is number two, that we may experience doubt in our ministries, and that can hurt a lot. It can hurt our daily walk. It can hurt how we approach people, and it can hurt ultimately our longevity in ministry. And then last but not least is distance. Distance is pretty big for us as ministers, because closeness is kind of our goal. And distance from God and from others can steal from our ministry. And you know what? You swing both ways, and I've experienced both of these. But one, distance from God is so easy as a pastor, and we all know that. Distance is so easy as a pastor because we can get too busy for God doing God's work, which is the craziest thing. And it's almost comical how we as humans can do that, how we can be so focused on doing the Lord's work that we forget the Lord Himself. But we will never be able to give out of an empty cup, and so we need to be close to God. So what does your daily routine look like with God? Is it a good one? Or is it one that you might tell your students to do and then, you know, you're secretly thinking in the back of your head, should probably do this too, right? Is your relationship with God growing? Because even a stagnant faith, not one that's even declining, the Lord says that he will spit out of his mouth. He would rather take hot or cold. So do not be stagnant. Make that distance right, whether it is personal or between you and the Lord, right? If it's between people or between God, make that right. So if it's with the Lord, confess that. Confess it to others. Have them hold you accountable. Talk with the Lord and confess it to him and ask him to draw you closer because he will and he is good and he wants to. And with its people, we have to make things right with our team, right? Distance to people can happen as well. Burnout. Any of the other ones like doubt or like discouragement can distance us from our team, right? We can be emotionally distant and unavailable. That one volunteer we used to connect great with, maybe we, you know, hardly talk with on a Sunday. And we have to make that right. We have to apologize. I had to come in a few weeks ago because this one right here hit me really well. I say really well. It hit me really hard, but it was a good thing that it hit me. And I had to apologize to my team on Sunday. So I was like, hey, I'm sorry I have not been leading and I have not been exemplifying our culture in our ministry that I want to be shown. I need to apologize for that. I need to make it right. And I want to do better. And so we have. We've been doing a lot better. Our team meetings are better. We're actually having them. We are diving deeper and closer as a team. I can see an improvement already in just a few short weeks that I've been taking this seriously. So make it right with your team. And lastly, guys, stop trying to solve the problems and ask for help, right? Ultimately, with distance, we are not trying to fix all of the problems. We're just trying to get a solution, and we are not the solution maker to everything. So ask for help in your issues. So let's go through those again one more time. There's three things that might be stealing from your ministry: discouragement, doubt, in distance. And we need to figure out what those are. So today, take some time and figure out what of these three is hurting your ministry the most, and what can you do to change that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you Monday with our nugget. Bye.